today because I'm going to be giving you a daily practice meditation. So this is an interesting episode. You may wish to download and keep it at your fingertips because it is going to be a daily meditational practice that you can do to shift your energy. So, So have your feet firmly on the ground. This episode is one that I don't recommend that you do while driving. Excuse me. So have your feet nicely on the ground and invite earth energy up through your toes, up to the balls of your feet, and up to the heels of your feet. Just invite blue earth energy up through your feet and your knees, the base of your spine. Invite blue energy up through your shoulders and your neck, the top of your head. Nice. And now invite gold energy from celestial to come kind of from heaven and drip all around your being and just give you a nice, almost an encasement of gold light energy all around you. Just bathe yourself in golden energy from heaven all around your being. Nice. And we're going to begin by asking any entities who are in your being to attach themselves to your body, any of your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chakras, that they leave now. Any vows or commitments or oaths that you made to past beings. If you're ready, give yourself permission to release those vows into the ether, down into the earth. Just release anything, any entities that have attached themselves to you that are not serving you at this point. Clear your space. And let's just look at your base chakra and your second chakra, your third chakra. Like clearing energy all around that space. Very nice. Have a drink of water. Drink water while you're clearing. Go ahead and ask yourself to be clear in your heart, your throat, your third eye, and your crown. What I'm being shown, it's going to be kind of hard for me to put into words, so any judgments you have against yourself, see if those can be put at bay today. So for today, steep yourself in unconditional self-love. If you're not sure how to do this, you can get a piece of paper and write, I love my toes, I love my knees, I love my ankles, I love my thighs, I love my butt, I love my female or male parts, I love my belly button. I love my solar plexus, I love my breasts, I love my throat, even when it's scratchy and odd. I love my nose and my cheeks and my lips and my forehead. And just be in the space of loving everything about yourself today. Your fingers, your elbows, your shoulders, your back, your spine. Any place where you're discordant, go ahead and say, you know what? That's my twistedness. I love that too. And maybe it can get just a little bit straighter today. Maybe I can release just a little bit of discordant energy. And just invite golden light energy all around your being. all around your being. And as you go about your day or your evening, take a look at how you react to things. And do a pause. So, let's say there's a trigger. Someone complains about something and you take it like it's them saying you're bad instead of them complaining about themselves. Go ahead and just relax and just give yourself a pause today. Yeah. And then ask, do I have to respond in that manner? I know someone cuts you off in traffic and they're behaving very stupidly in their vehicle and they're not obeying traffic laws properly. Yeah, maybe they're in a hurry or asleep, or maybe they're fighting with someone in the car. We don't know what causes the conscious behavior, right? So next time you go to react to something that triggers you, go ahead and add a pause button and just pause. And then observe the reaction you are going to react. And don't react that way. React differently. Give yourself permission to react differently. So that might be saying something like, the person that just parked in the spot that I was sitting here waiting to park, I wonder what's going on with them that they would behave so badly. Do I want to be like that person? I wonder if there's a better spot. I wonder if I park in that spot, someone would have hit me. I don't really know all the facts and evidence yet. So what if I don't respond in any predictable fashion to a stressful situation, and I just pause. And then I choose a reaction, which is already taking up now, guys. That's already adding a different part of our brains into the equation. Yeah, it's very fascinating. So today, if you find yourself going into reaction on a trigger, pause, choose, and go back to center. And then clear again, fresh, anything that brought up. There. And just be in that space of peace. And joyful anticipation of what amazing things might show up today. So that's your meditation for today. This is Erica Glessing. You're on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. You can get more resources at energyclearingforlife.com.